Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to the Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
You are marvelous. How am I doing today? How are you doing this wonderful, wonderful, incredible, incredible Friday? This Friday, June 19th, 2015. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day weekend. We're going to start off with a brand new, well, actually not even brand new. Well, here's a brand new bag. I'll just go ahead and say it. It's from the Godfather. Happy Father's Day weekend, everybody.
We will rock you.
It's not a cold city. It's
It's in Florida. I mean, you know, you don't get that much snow compared to, like, Chicago, so you're going to have, you know, better practice, you know, playing ice hockey, you know. But I give them credit. I mean, they stayed when they didn't get swept, so, you know, maybe better luck next time, you know. And probably should say the exact same thing to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, they lost in six games, and I don't know what happened. What happened to the team? I mean, granted, the first game went into overtime, and I have to admit, though, I really thought when Kyrie Irving, the guy who broke his knee in game one, I thought that was pretty much all she wrote. I mean, I was hoping he would be able to play the rest of the game, the rest of the series, but unfortunately, he's out for the postseason. In fact, he's out for the first 3-4 months of this upcoming new NBA season, the 2015-16 season, which will be in about roughly 6 months from now, less than 6 months from now, in November. So it probably might be till practically, what, around February, perhaps? He'll probably be able to play with the Cavaliers again, like, around February. That'll be, like, mid-season, like, almost close to, like, what, during the All-Star game, I guess, probably. But maybe it wasn't that year for Cleveland. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, just a lot of things that happened. I mean, LeBron seemed to was either just didn't care, or he just ran out of gas. Maybe a little bit of both. Maybe the team ran out of gas, ran out of steam as well. Maybe Kyrie breaking his knee, breaking his patella, you know, during the NBA Finals in Game 1, maybe took a win out of themselves. Who knows? We'll never know what was the factors of them losing the series. Of course, we know the factors why the Golden State Warriors won, definitely because, well, obviously they wanted it more. They wanted more. I mean, I don't know whether or not if going to the playoffs is old hat for LeBron. We don't know. Even though he only has 2 rings, it can't be getting old to him. I'm just saying, I would love to see Cleveland Cavaliers win a championship, but I also would like to see the Atlanta Hawks win an NBA title as well. But I guess when you've been neglected for 40 years, I mean, you want it, and they wanted it. So I tip my hat off to the Golden State Warriors, to the MVP, Iguodala. I hope I pronounced your name right. You did really well. I mean, you were practically on the bench most of the postseason. I didn't know who you were until like last week, as a matter of fact. I mean, you just came out there just hitting 3-pointers. You and Steph Curry, y'all were like the 1-2 punch that basically took out the Cavaliers. Y'all were like the 21st century new generation of Kobe and Shaq. Well, not Kobe and Shaq, probably more like Jordan and Pippen, because y'all guys were just making shots, nothing but net, just making shot, you know, after shot, after shot, after. Well, you get the meaning, man. Just shot after shot. Just nothing but net, man. Nothing but net. They're just deadly. Don't put them near the 3-point line because they'll kill you. They're just devastating. They're devastating. They're really devastating. So I got to, you know, I mean, Iguodala and Steph Curry, y'all guys are just 3-point wizards. I mean, just making shots all over the place. And you guys were hungry, and you worked for it. You dug deep, and you really wanted it. So I have to tip my hat off to the Golden State Warriors. Hope you enjoy your victory parade today. Don't do nothing crazy. And congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. Congratulations, Oakland, California. You got a championship, finally. Yeah, of course, you know, we got some really bad news. Some really bad news. Of course, you know, you heard about the Simpsons for 26 years of marriage. They, in the upcoming season, they're going to be getting a divorce or just, they're just getting split it up. I'm sorry, man, but look, that's what they're doing on Fox. I don't have control over that. I don't make the news, I just tell it, you know, I just tell it. But it seems like they're going to be separating for a while, and
Homer's going to be looking for someone else. I mean, somebody else, I guess.
Well, I guess we'll find out this upcoming fall when the 26th or 27th season, well, the new season of The Simpsons start on Fox. By the way, it's 5:15. It's 5:15. If you just tune in, this is the D-Man here, host of the biggest three-day weekend online. This is this marvelous radio show sponsored by and brought to you live. Brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. It's 5:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time in Macon, Georgia. Right here, especially hello to our Middle Georgia listeners. Hope you're enjoying this sunny day. Really hot sunny. I tell you, man, I'm just chilling in the studio trying to doing this show. Oh, my goodness. Thank God for the person who invented central air. Man, my goodness. I don't know if you can get a Nobel Prize to go for inventions, but whoever created central air, man, you deserve it. You certainly deserve it, sir or madam, whoever in charge of it. I love it. Because it's really terrible if you just got a hot living house and you got that one room that has the air conditioning and everything else feels like a sauna. I'm telling you, I feel for you guys. If I ever have to move, I'm telling you, the next house or apartment I move into has to have central air, or else I'm just not moving there. I'm not living there. Point blank, I'm not living there. Well, speaking of sunny, it is sunny. It is beautiful, but I'm enjoying the sunlight, the sun rays, the beautiful sunny weather from the inside, not outside. It's 94 degrees outside with a high of 97. High 96 and a low of 77 degrees. Yeah, it's going to get really, really hot this weekend. Matter of fact, enjoy it while you can, because you think it's going to be hot this weekend, wait until this upcoming week, because according to my five-day forecast, we're going to have back-to-back triple-digit days. It's going to be 100 degrees, I think, for Monday and Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. But definitely enjoy the sunny weather from indoors, I should say. It's not a cloud in the sky, but definitely hydrate. Keep bottles of water handy. You don't want to fall out. Definitely check your neighbors and elderly neighbors and relatives if they're getting hydrated and if they're getting decent air conditioning. If not, please give them hydration and air conditioning, because it can be very deadly for children and for the elderly, and also for pets too, if you happen to have any dogs or cats. Anyway, right now, speaking of which, I'm going to get into the news, the big serious news right now. As of you heard this past Wednesday night, it says accused Charleston, South Carolina church shooter Dylan Roof looked solemn as he appeared remotely by video before a judge earlier this Friday morning in a striped button-down prison shirt, showing no emotion as some family members of victims addressed him, some expressing their anger, others saying they forgive him. Magistrate James Gosnell Jr. informed Roof of what will happen next for him legally before Roof in his first comments since being arrested, answered a number of basic questions regarding his age, address, and employment status. His relatives of some of the nine killed then addressed the court and Roof personally. A daughter of Ethel Lance, who was one of the victims, says that, "I will never be able to hold her again, but I forgive you and have mercy on your soul. You hurt me, you hurt a lot of people, but God forgives you and I forgive you." Alicia Sanders, the mother of victim Tywanza Sanders, one of the nine victims, she said that every fiber in my body hurts and I will never be the same, quote unquote.
She said to Ruth, as we said in the Bible study, we enjoyed you, but may God have mercy on you. They must have incredible faith, incredible faith. And it says that Dylan Roof admitted that he did it, according to law enforcement officials, said that shooting and killing nine people who sat with him for Bible study at a historical black church in Charleston, South Carolina. It says, but why, we may ask. He says, to start a race war. And that's what Roof told investigators, according to one of the officials. And the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, which was the place of the crime scene, a survivor told Sylvia Johnson, one of the that Ruth answered one of the man's pleas to stop by saying, "No, you raped our women, and you are taking over the country. I have to do what I have to do." That's what Ruth said. A friend recalled a drunken Ruth ranting one night about his unspecified 6-month plan to, quote, do something crazy in order to, quote, unquote, start a race war. And the Berkeley County, South Carolina government tweeted a picture of him in a jacket with flags from apartheid-era South Africa in nearby Rhodesia, a former British colony that was ruled by a white minority until it became independent in 1980, which we now know as the country of Zimbabwe. By telling the authorities his aim, Roof admitted he attacked unarmed civilians for political purposes in an act of terror. What led the 21-year-old South Carolinian to adopt this sickening reasoning and to take such actions Wednesday night? Did anyone help him or even know about his plans? And what is his general mental state? All are major looming questions. And another is what American society should or will do now, if anything, to prevent similar tragedy. In the meantime, nine families are left to mourn, and a community is left to come together, ideally, to heal. Very sad situation. Very sad situation. Thanks to WJXA and CNN and their collaborating reporters for that. Also, want to give all of us at the Marvelous Radio Show, all the cast, all the crew, Marvel and myself, want to pay our condolences to the nine victims of the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church who were shot by Roof. The people that were among the nine victims, the first one was basically Mr. Reverend Clemente Pinckney, who was 41 years old. Wow, he's younger than me. He answered the call to preach nearly 30 years ago at the age of 13, according to a biography on the church website. He was first appointed a pastor when he was 18. He graduated from Allen University, magna cum laude, wow, honor student, and was president of the student body at the Columbia, South Carolina school. And Ebony Magazine even featured him as one of its top college students in America, wow. In 1996, at age 23, he was elected South Carolina House of Representatives, the youngest black person to ever win such a seat, wow. 4 years later, voters elevated him to the state senate. And also, he's the cousin of Armstrong Williams, a black conservative statesman. Washington Post columnist David Broder called him a political spirit lifter for surprisingly not becoming cynical about politics. And U.S. Representative Mark Sanford, former governor of South Carolina, paid tribute to him yesterday. He said, he was a remarkable human being. He had a gravely, gravelly deep voice, a radio announcer's voice, if you will, and he approached life with the same level of gravitas. And Williams called Pinckney a man of character. He was a God-fearing man. He was a family man, quote-unquote. Pinckney left behind a wife, Jennifer, and two children, two daughters, Ileana and Milana. Like Pinckney, the Reverend Daniel Simmons Sr. was on staff at Emmanuel and regularly attended Wednesday night Bible study sessions. He was 74 years old. He survived the initial shooting, but he died during surgery. Library worker
dedicated her life to others. Miss Cynthia Hurd, she was a librarian. She worked at the library. According, this was told to CNN by her brother, Malcolm Graham. She loved God, her family, books, and her community. And she was, he described Cynthia Hurd as the matriarch of the family and the glue that kept them together. And also other people who was killed. Sharonda Singleton, she was a speech therapist and a reverend. Also, she was a speech therapist. She was also a reverend at Emmanuel AME Church and a member of the sporting family. Also, Myra Thompson, she was a Bible study teacher. She was 59 years old. DeWanda Sanders, who was a young man that made you smile. He was a very young guy. I think he was 26 years old. He died trying to save his aunt, Susie Jackson, Rand and A.J. Harley. He was trying to save his aunt, according to Mr. Grant and A.J. Harley. According to Harley, one of his best friends told CNN that he always been there for everybody, especially to protect a family member. Also, Reverend DePayne Middleton, doctor, was a school administrator, a passionate Christian, and a mother of four daughters. Wow. She was 49 years old. And the oldest person who passed away, Susie Jackson, she was 87 years old, a longtime member of the historic Charleston Church. And Ethel Lance, she was 70 years old, and she had retired in 2002, but she left her mark at the Gallard Auditorium. She ruled the auditorium's backstage for 34 years, according to Cam Patterson, Charleston Director of Special Facilities. And this is from WJXA, as well as from CNN's reporters Justin Lear, Patrick Cornell, and Christina Zdanowicz. Thank you for that wonderful, well, not wonderful story, but thank you for that story, for the thoroughness of the people who passed away in this tragic shooting. Because, I mean, of all places, you would think, of all the safest places you think you would be safe, it would be a church, a hallowed facility, or in the case, or, you know, if you don't mind me using, you know, references to a sci-fi film like Highlander, you know, sacred ground. There's not supposed to be any violence in sacred ground. It's a really sad situation. Very sad situation here. Five twenty-eight p.m. Boy, seeing how time flies. Time flies. Before I end the show, I just want to give some shout-outs. I want to give a happy belated birthday wish to Roshanara Hussein, Miss Rara, one of my Facebook friends, and she lives in London. It's practically, almost going on 10:30 at night over at her time in London. So just want to say happy birthday to you, love. Hope you have a great weekend birthday. Also want to give a happy belated birthday to Scott Mann. His birthday was yesterday, as well as Ross, Ross. Mr. Scott Mann, he's a great, great director. He's the dean of theater over at the Mercer University in Macon, Georgia. So happy belated birthday to you. Hope you had a good birthday yesterday and a wonderful birthday weekend. And also want to give a birthday shout-out to a high school friend of mine, high school classmate of mine, Mr. Rodney Coverhouse. Hope you're having a great, great birthday. Also, congratulations to another high school friend of mine, congratulations to Miss Vicki Bagley Knight. She just graduated from college. She got her graduate degree. I don't know if it's a graduate or postgraduate degree or undergraduate. I just know that she recently graduated and she's gotten her degree. So congratulations to you, Vicky. I know you're happy. I know your children and husband are very happy. Everyone here, all your family and friends are happy with your great achievement, including myself. Also, Nicole Ford, congratulations to you, dear. She, of course, you know, of course, in case you didn't know, Nicole Ford was one of the many fans that used to listen to the Morning Roast when myself, Anthony, and the late Irving Martinez used to host the show almost 3 years ago. She was a longtime fan of ours, and I still message her from time to time. Matter of fact, she too also graduated from college. She also got her degree. So congratulations to you, Nicole, and congratulations to you, Vicky, on your big achievements. Congratulations. Also, I want to give a shout out to also my cousin Stephanie Marsh, and her husband Otis Marsh. Congratulations on your new brand new bundle of joy. They have a brand new baby girl, ladies and gentlemen. She was born earlier today at 11:30 a.m. She was 17 inches in length. She was 4 pounds 14 ounces. To her parents, Stephanie Marsh and Otis Marsh, congratulations. Congratulations to Little Miss Michaela Simone Marsh. Congratulations. Happy birthday to you, and I'll hopefully be able to see you at the family reunion with my little baby nephew, Nolan. Hopefully y'all be kind to each other, and I really mean this, I pray that you never ever get to feel or experience the depth of racism that we're feeling today, that unfortunately still exists. The stench of it still exists to this day. This one I thought when we were getting better, but fortunately we're actually getting worse to a certain point of view. I hope she never have to go. I hope she never. Hope she, as well as my younger nieces and nephews, won't have to go through the stuff that their parents or even more so their grandparents went through, especially to Jim Crow proportions. It just makes you think about it. I know this is Father's Day weekend, and talking about news events like this that happened just yesterday in South Carolina, it just makes you wonder will this stench ever leave this atmosphere? I don't know what it takes. I hope you continue to listen to us. Today. I hope you continue to listen to us for tomorrow and Sunday as well. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. or as we regularly schedule, of course, unless we tell you in advance when the different times are. On behalf of Marbella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett, wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Friday. I hope you stay cool. Keep yourself, drink plenty of water, because it is no joke, this heat, especially as this weekend progresses, and even more so this upcoming week is supposed to hit triple digits for Monday and Tuesday. Definitely take care of yourselves. Have a wonderful and marvelous Friday. And have a wonderful and happy birthday, Rodney, and also a wonderful happy birthday to my little newborn cousin, Michaela Simone Marsh. Take care, everyone. Have a marvelous Friday. I'm going to close the show with a classic hit, since June is Black Music Month, I want to close this show with a classic song by Sam Cooke, dedicated to the 9 people who were murdered at the Church of South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. The Charleston 9, this is for you. May you rest in peace.
In a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I hold on to something beyond regret. It's been a long time coming, but I know change will come. I go to the movies and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me no, I can't go around. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up not everything. Like I don't mind. Lord, every time that I fall, I could ask for more. Now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change won't come.